Ralphie Radio Show. So this song has been featured now on the X Factor in this new campaign that Pepsi's doing. You may have seen it. They're using the images of, I mean, people you've definitely have seen before, like Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, and the song in the background. I'm sure maybe you've seen it at some point and you're wondering, well, what is that song? Who sings it? What's it called? And how can I get it? Well, we'll tell you all that right now because it's by an artist from New York named Out of Sight. The track is called Tonight is the Night, and Out of Sight checks into the Ralphie Radio Show right now. Real name Richard Andrew, but everybody calls you Out of Sight now, right?
That is true.
Thank you so much for making some time. I do appreciate it, bro.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, it's got to be a little surreal to watch television and to see those images of Britney and MJ, you know, go across the screen to your song, right?
Oh, it's amazing. First time I saw it, I definitely got the chills just to be a part of something so cool, something so incredible. Just feel honored, really.
I haven't gotten too much into the X Factor. What have you thought of it so far?
I saw the first couple episodes. Then I've been on the road, but it was really good. I mean, it seemed like there was some really good talent on the show, so we'll see how it all turns out.
Have you been a fan of Simon Cowell before? Have you followed him at all, or not really so much?
I didn't really watch too much of the shows in the past, but I definitely respect the fact that he has been super successful at what he's trying to do, and he's really helped break some huge artists, so can't take that away from him.
No, absolutely not. We're talking with Out of Sight here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Now, Out of Sight's been around for a minute. He's released a number of free mixtapes online and free singles as well. And now you're getting ready to go on tour with Gym Class Heroes as well. And I feel like that tour just makes sense because the one similarity I find between you and Gym Class Heroes is that you really cannot put either of your work in a box, per se. And I know that's very cliche, but you guys are very genre-less, if you will. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely would agree. I mean, you know, we're just inspired by a lot of different sounds, so I think it just comes out to the music.
And you get to do a lot of, like, college dates, right?
Yeah, we got a mix. You know, we're doing, like, House of Blues shows and some colleges, really just all over. It's kind of a mixed bag, but we're off to a good start. Last night in Dallas was a great crowd, so we're off to a really good start, and I know it's going to be a good time, so.
Did you go to school or now?
Yeah, I went to college for a little bit. I didn't finish, but.
Right.
But all the kids out there stay in school.
There you go. Nice message. But, hey, you know, at the same time, I mean, if you got a chance to pursue your dreams and, I guess, go pro in a sense, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot, right?
Absolutely. Always follow your dreams. I always knew what I wanted to do. It just took some courage to actually say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go for this full throttle, and I did, and so far, so good.
And not only are you going at full throttle, but you're doing, and this is a trend that we've seen more and more and more, really, I think the man that really mastered this, at least for our generation so far, has been Lil Wayne, but we're releasing all the free music that you're releasing, and especially being having a major label behind you, that's got to get a little interesting at times, maybe behind the scenes or now?
No, actually, they're super cool. You know, today's market, like the way music is released, mixtapes are just kind of like a really great medium for artists to get out there and get exposure or thank fans or reward fans and gain new fans. So I think the label obviously has to realize that. So they've been, like, super cool with everything. I'm always trying to, you know, as an artist coming up, trying to gain more fans and, you know, keep fans in the loop with more music. You know, it's all about content. So everyone is cool with it, so we keep doing it.
And obviously now things are really starting to take off for you as well. The single, again, Tonight is the Night, will feature it. You've probably heard it on TV before, but regardless, we're going to feature it a little later with the Daily Download. The MC, Richard Andrew, you know him as Out of Sight. Hey, man, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again.